Sometime later, God tested Abraham. He said to him, Abraham,
take your son, your only son, whom you love, Isaac, and go to the region of Moriah. Sacrifice him there as a burnt offering on a mountain I will show you.
Devon, where are you? Are you in your ma's? Right, stay there. No, you're not coming over. Stay put. I'm not messing, Devon. Stay where you are, do you hear me? No, you've done enough. The only thing you can do now is stay out of the way and keep your head down. Don't leave the gaff. If you need something, ask your ma. I'll get Sarah to drop some of your stuff over. Seriously, is that what you're thinking of at a time like this? When I see you, I'll shove that Xbox up your... Jono's lads aren't messing. Stay away from this house. For as long as it takes to get your brother back. Sarah! Sarah, where are you?
I'm here! Stop roaring, I'm here for Christ's sake. Where else did I be? Have you heard anything?
No, nothing yet. It won't be long now.
Won't be long? It's been 2 days.
If he wants his money, he'll call. Sooner rather than later.
You're not taking this seriously.
I am taking it seriously. But he's not going to hurt him. Jono and me have history. Too much history. He wants his money and to teach Devon a lesson, that's all.
That's all. He's holding their son for ransom and that's your philosophy.
It's not ransom, it's money owed.
Devon owes 5 grand and Jono wants 10. That's ransom.
He'll get his 5 and no more.
Well, aren't you the brave man gambling with your son's life like that?
I'm not gambling, Sarah. I know Jono. He may be a gangster, but he's fair.
None of this is fair. Was he fair with that young Kelly fella?
Maybe he was. We don't know what that young Kelly fella did.
Well, why don't we ask him? Oh, we can't.
Look, he's probably in the UK somewhere.
He is in his eye. He's dead, Abe. And that animal has my son. Our son. If this was any way fair, Jono would have taken Devon. He's the one that actually owes him money. He'd no reason to take Mikey.
Look, Sarah, I'll fix it. I will.
Well, aren't you the big man?
He'll have to listen to reason.
Are you reasonable now, are you? None so sanctimonious than the converted. Once a thug, always a thug, Abe. You're no better than him.
That's not fair, Sarah. I've changed, haven't I?
Well, it's not off the stones, Devon licked it.
I'll fix it, I said.
Well, you better fix it today, because tomorrow I'm calling the guards.
No. No police. End of. Now you'll need to pack up some of Devon's clothes.
Excuse me?
He needs some clothes and some of his stuff.
Not some of it. All of it. He can shove his stuff. And he's your poxy son. You pack her up.
He'll be back when this blows over. He's staying at his mother's till I sort this out.
He's staying at his ma's. End of.
What?
He's not welcome here.
He's my son, Sarah.
So is Mikey.
I told you, I will sort this out.
I will sort this out. You really believe you'll be able to do that? The arrogance. Call the police like a bloody normal person. They have Mikey. And all you're concerned about is protecting that little bastard.
Sarah, don't start.
That boy is not darkening this door ever again. He's been nothing but trouble since the get-go.
So help me, Sarah. Now, don't push me.
It's bad news, Abe. He always was. Did I have to go this far for you to see it?
It's not his fault, Sarah.
He owes Jono. How is this not his fault?
Because he's an addict.
Exactly. And I don't want him anywhere near Mikey.
It's not his fault.
I know. It's yours. It's your fault. You've always been too easy on Devon. Too forgiving. Letting him away with everything. You've ruined him, Abe.
Sarah.
You blamed everyone else for his problems when what he really needed was a kick in the arse. Well, I hope you're happy now.
It's his mother ruined him.
No, Abe, it was you. You and your fat head. You never criticise him or blame him for acting. And you know why? Because he's just like you. Cheeky and lovable until he fucks up. And then you see how dangerous, how careless he is. He's a treacherous bastard. And he can stay put in his ma's house where he belongs. It's your fault. This is your fault.
Please. Sarah, please. I just can't throw him away. I know he's made mistakes. I know he's stupid and reckless. But I can't. You're right. He is like me. And if someone had stuck by me when I was his age, Devon would have had a much better innings. None of this would ever have happened. I know I've made mistakes in the past. I was a lousy husband and a lousy father to Devon. Just let me make it right. Please, Sarah.
You have until tomorrow, Abe. Then we're doing it my way. Do you hear me?
Get in, you.
We thought it was to stay put. Lay low on the gaff.
I changed my mind. You can poxy help me. Is Michelle inside?
What?
Is your mother inside?
No.
Where is she?
How should I know?
Well, was she there last night?
No, I'm after saying.
Jesus, Devon. Is she using again? Christ. Are you?
I'm clean 6 months, I told you.
You tell me loads of things. Are you really clean?
Yes. Let go!
Look at me. Look at me.
Get on me!
Stay there.
We had a smoke, that's all. Big deal.
It is a big deal. I need you clean and clear-headed if you're to help me sort this out.
I'm grand. One spliff is all.
And then it's another, and another. And then you'll end up back where you start.
I won't. Cop on.
It's a slippery slope, son. Especially for you.
Boy, can we go, please?
I'm serious, Devon. You can't be doing that anymore. I've Sarah bitching at me saying she won't let you back in the house. And I can't leave you here with your mother because we all know how that ends. Now, I'm asking you, when we bring Mikey home, cut that shit out.
I said, fine. You're not listening to me. Now, can we move?
Fine.
Where are we going, anyway?
The garage round the back of Jono's. That's where they have him.
How do you know that?
Jono called an hour ago.
Should have figured. That's the usual spot.
I don't want to know how you know this. What you've done to know this.
You're hilarious. Do you know that? You're all high and mighty since you stopped working for Jono.
We haven't worked for him in years. And I told you I don't want to talk about it. Things are different now. I'm different now. I've changed. I'm a better man.
Too much Damien Dempsey for you, da.
Ah, shut up. Damo's the man. I'm better than all that, Devon. And you are too. The sooner you see that, the better for you. Oh, here. That rhymes and all. Maybe I'll write a song for Damo myself.
Spanner.
And besides, in my day we were only robbing cars, Devon, no drugs.
Yeah, well, it's not your day anymore, is it? There's no money in cash. You can get a decent one for a grand now. He had to branch out.
Branch out? And did he get a business loan for that?
Might as well have. The banks are all crooks too. Look at the state of the place.
Is something funny?
Can you imagine Jono in the bank?
Yeah, we'd like to apply for a loan.
Rate of interest.
Loans. We'd say to be loads of interest.
If you had a little less interest in Jono's business, then we wouldn't be in this mess.
Seek.
Jesus, who the hell?
All right, Sarah.
Jono.
Indeed.
Abe's just left.
I know. I just called him. He's on his way to collect Devon.
I can ring him to come back.
Nah, leave. I want to talk to you.
Right.
Ain't you going to invite me in?
What, are you a vampire that you need inviting?
Something like that.
I want me son, Jono. I want Mikey. Where is he?
All in its own good time, Sarah. Don't be getting ahead of yourself. I haven't been here in years.
Well, you're still very familiar, coming round to the back door like that.
Old habits.
What do you want, Jono?
It's you. That's all.
I don't want to talk to you.
That wasn't always the case.
Yeah, well, that was a long time ago.
True. Mind you, we didn't do that much talking. We were a little distracted.
Jono, don't.
Take me away, Jono. Take me away from all this.
Shut up.
You were always mouthy. Come here.
Stop, Jono.
Come here.
Give her over! I don't know what you're playing at, but it's getting old. I want Mikey back. I want you to leave me and my family in peace. We're not kids anymore, Jono. You can't just pull our lives asunder like this. Abe and me are married. It's not always perfect. Clearly, we both made mistakes, but this has to end.
It'll end when I say it ends. You could have done better. You should have left him when you had the chance. We could have had something. He's a shagging truck driver, for Christ's sake. You made a mistake.
You were my only mistake. I was lonely and stupid. Abe may be a fool, but at least he's trying.
Once a thug, always a thug.
He's changed.
Many's a fat lip he gave you. Black eyes, broken arm.
He's changed. He went to counselling. He hasn't done that in years.
We'll see. Come here.
Don't.
Come here.
Don't!
You're a fool, Sarah. The state of you with the state of him and his two feckin' aged sons. Get your coat. I want to show you something.
I'm not going anywhere with you.
I'm not asking. It's not a choice.
You're hurting me. Let go.
Milf.
We should have brought a torch.
Here. Use me phone. We've an app for that.
Give it. Jesus, that's the stupidest thing I ever saw.
We'll do without it, so, if you're so smart.
No, give it. What? Is it? It's ringing.
Give it. Hello?
Guess who? Come round the back to the garage. I've something you want.
Shit.
Well, there you are. You took your time. Me and Mikey here were beginning to think yous weren't coming.
Are you all right, son? Take the gag off him, for crying out loud. He can't breathe.
He's fine. Steo here is taking care of him. Tied him up with tender loving care. Isn't that right, Steo?
Yep.
Where's me money?
Don't let him shoot him. We have it here.
Give it over. I was beginning to think you were going to do something stupid, Abe. Like getting the guards involved. I mean, that would have been unfortunate. Yeah. What's this?
It's your money, Jono.
Oh, I think you'll find you're mistaken. This is somebody else's money. I'm owed 10K. This is 5, so clearly it's not mine.
No, Jono. You're owed 5 grand, and that's exactly what's there. Now let him go.
I really don't think you're in the position to be given orders, Abe. Do you? Where's the rest of it?
After everything we've been through, Jono, this is how it's going to be. You're holding a gun to my son's head for an extra 5 grand. I was in your crew before you even had a crew. Have you no loyalty?
Have I no loyalty? Seriously? It's because I have some regard for you that this little bastard is still alive. Nobody is leaving here until I'm satisfied. Understood?
It's Devon owes you $5,000. I brought him here. So do what you need to do.
What? I thought I was here to help.
You are. Jono told me to bring you along. I knew he wouldn't be happy until he taught you a lesson. So you're here to take it.
Jesus Christ, you brought me here to... I can't believe this. You brought me here as a trade.
It's not a trade. I just need all this to settle down, and this is the way. You'll learn your lesson, and that's the end of it.
Except, it's not my lesson, though. Is it, Jono?
What?
It's Mikey owes me the money, Abe. Not Devon.
No. Mikey is a good kid.
He isn't his howl. Mikey has been dealing for me for years. You're too stupid to see it. Did you think your holier-than-thou shite was catching? Only Mikey got greedy, didn't he? He got cocky. He figured he'd get a little side action. Stole a load of dope thinking he'd shift it for twice as much. Have my profits back in cash before I noticed. And a tidy little sum in his back pocket. He owes me $10,000. My profit and my loss.
Mikey, is this true?
Little scumbag forgot that I own this town, though. Nothing gets shifted or moves through the city without me knowing. Poxy stupid. Did you really think you could pull that off, that I wouldn't know about it? How stupid are you?
Did you know about this?
Of course we did.
Why didn't you say something?
I am not a rat. Besides, I figured I could get the money, that I could sort this out for him before they came to this, before you or Sarah found out. He's my brother. If we'd known you were going to offer me up like this, I wouldn't have.
You should have told me, you stupid little... Look what you've done, getting your brother involved in this. He had a chance.
I didn't get him involved in anything.
Look at the two of you, scratching at each other. Hilarious. Oh, you're a fool, Abe. You always were. You got me involved in this. This is your fault. Always avoiding the difficulties. You left Devon's ma, the lovely Michelle, when our habit became too much. You let Devon run wild because straightening him up was too much. And you've done the same with this clown. But more importantly, Abe, you left me when business became too much. It was all well and good when we were shifting cars, but as soon as things got serious, you bailed. Now you play the big man because of your association with me, but you never actually earned it. You ran the second it got serious, and now you think that you've changed, that you're better than all this, better than me. That's why I recruited your sons, to show them that you're a hypocrite and a coward, Abe. And I hate cowards. Even now, bringing your son here to take a beating, to be kicked unconscious, you didn't offer to take his place. Devon is more of a man than you are.
We thought he just needed to get his arse kicked. That I might straighten him out, teach him a lesson.
Too late for that. The only lesson is yours. Bring her out, Steele. Now, it's time to man up. You can't run from this, Abe. Here's where we settle things.
Sarah. No, Jono, this is crazy. We'll get you the money. We'll have it for you tomorrow. Just let her go.
You don't get to give the orders. It's not about money anymore. You can't escape who you are, what you are. I'm making the rules here, and you have a choice to make. You have to choose who dies here. Just Mikey, or both Sarah and Devon.
I don't do this, Jono. We'll do anything, but not this.
Oh, you'll do this. Think of it as a chance to save people. I mean, that's what you're into now, isn't it? If you don't choose, I'll kill them all. Yeah. Use this. And don't be a hero. Don't get any funny ideas. Steo is locked and loaded. You make any move towards me, you and your whole family go. If you shoot yourself, your whole family go. Now decide. You shoot Mikey and you walk out of here with Sarah and Devon. The dead forgiven. You shoot Sarah and Devon, you and Mikey walk out. The dead forgiven. Chew us.
We can't.
Chew us.
I can't. I can't do this, Jono. Please. Please.
Abe!
I can't. Sarah, I can't.
Abe, you can't. Look at me. Look at me. It's okay. You know what you have to do. What's the right thing to do?
No.
It's okay. I'm ready. Do it. It's Devon and me. Shoot Devon and me.
What? You for real? Mikey's the reason we're in this mess. Da, you can't do this. This is madness. I don't... You can't...
Shut up, Devon! Come on, Abe, you can! Do the right thing for one!
The right thing? I'm not doing for him! Jono, no. There has to be another way. I'll get you the money. I'll figure it out.
Shut up, both of you. We need to think.
Better hurry up, babe. Tick-tock, time is running out.
It's 2-1,
sir. Forget the numbers, save Mikey.
It's 2-1, don't you see?
If you kill him, you might as well kill me as well. It's 2-2.
I can't.
You're right. It's 2-1. Come on. There is no choice.
He's right, sir. He's right.
Chew us, or I kill them all. Slowly, while you watch. Do it.
Sorry, son. I'm so sorry.
I love you, Mike. I'm so sorry. Now close your eyes like a good boy.
That's what I like to say. Commitment. You are really going to do it, Abe. Well done. That's the first time I've ever seen you at any balls. Of course, now you're equally screwed. Let her go, lads. Now, Sarah, what do you make of that? Your big man husband willing to sacrifice your only son. Easy for him, isn't it? He can go out and have hundreds of kids, but it's different for you now that you're pushing 40. Mikey's your one and only, isn't he? Can he go to counsel for being a gutless hypocrite, I wonder?
Sarah, I'm sorry. What choice did I have?
You asked him for one thing, sir. To spare your boy. And he couldn't even do that. Nah. He hasn't changed. He's a loser, sir. You'd be better off without him. Here. Take this. It's loaded with one bullet. No one will ever know. Do yourself a favour.
Jesus Christ, Sarah. No. We had no choice. Can't you see that? Please.
Do it.
Jesus, Sarah.
You had a choice. You always had a choice, Abe. You just always made the wrong one.